Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
A farm is a great place to grow up, but it's not always a safe place to grow up. That's why ADM is partnering with Farm Safety for Just Kids to increase awareness of hazards on the farm. Remember, farm chemicals should be locked up. Moving machinery parts should be shielded. Children should be supervised when working with livestock, and they should never play around grain piles, bins, or trucks. Join ADM and Farm Safety for Just Kids in making your farm a healthy, happy, and safe place for kids.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. When I was driving our corn combine a couple weeks ago, I could not help but marvel at how straight and strong the corn stood, like trees just daring the wind to bring it down. It hasn't always been that way. 30 years ago, the corn bore damaged stalks were difficult for the combine header to scoop up. The yield suffered because of rootworm infestation. The grass and weeds, they could be a problem, even though we used herbicides. But this industry hasn't been standing still. There is a dramatic improvement in chemical and weed and pest control. For the past 10 years, biotechnology has been leading the way to higher yields. Corn yields have been surging upward year after year. The credit goes to the creative science for which the ag industry is so well recognized. I've traveled the world, and I can say without reservation, American agriculture is the envy of the world. We have our critics, as we have always had. It took 20 years for hybrid seed corn to be accepted. It's been 10 years now. Genetically engineered crops are just beginning to gain global acceptance. After fighting the technology at first, Brazil is aboard, although the European Union scientists have ruled that biotech foods are safe. Many of the governments still have their heads in the sand. The ag biotech industry is just beginning. New, dramatic scientific breakthroughs are just around the corner. Now that farmers are being asked to not only feed the people, we must fuel the cars and heat the homes. Scientists are already working on biotech corn, which will boost efficiency in producing ethanol. We can expect plant-made pharmaceuticals to improve our health. It is as simple as this. We either adopt new technology or we stand by and watch the poor of the world starve. We can't begin to produce enough food otherwise. Any thoughts you have, I can be reached at jblock@ofwlaw.com. Have a great week.